Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. We said we're going to break the new kid. He's like a child compared to old Pawpaw here. He's coming on. He's been on once, but he's been on several times before. We hope we can get him to come on more. He's very busy. I can't say too much about who he is because if too much gets out, you know what happened? He'll have no more job, and he'll be cast out of society. Unfortunately, that's the way it is nowadays, but we have Tennessee Ben is on right now. Tennessee Ben, you're up. Some kind of a hellish noise going on your side, some kind of banging around. Are you beating somebody there, Ben?
No, I've been getting my headphones in. Y'all hear me all right now?
We hear you just fine, brother. Well, we're bringing you out while you're doing that. I'm trying to pull my little website up because I've got some stuff I was going to read later on. But go ahead. I'd like to introduce Tennessee Ben. He's originally, I think, an Arkansan. He's moved over somewhere in other parts. I'm not going to say where. In Tennessee. So he's an old Tennessee Ridge Runner now. So it's Tennessee Ben. He's owned.
Good old Tennessee River Rat.
Yeah, Tennessee River Rat for sure. I was talking about you today to one of our a dear brother of mine, a great, great supporter, Old Biscuit from the swamps of Florida. I said, I have a Confederate battle flag 15 feet long that ran. Incidentally, I'm worried about Ran. I've been able to try to get in touch with him. I can't get hold of him. I wish I could had his wife's phone number because I know he has health problems. I'm kind of worried about him. I have a bad feeling. I'm going to touch base with him. He gave me this flag, Ben. Like before I talk about this flag, tell people a little bit, give them a bio about you, where you can. I know some things you can't say because you know happened to Retribution. But go ahead, tell the people who you are. Because it's been a while since you've been on.
Well, as y'all know, I'm Tennessee Ben and grew up in the Ozarks and blessed to have known the Robs for many years. A proud member of the Knights Party and recruiter for them. And, like he said, there's reasons I can't put my full name out there due to the fire service. And as I've said before many times on here, get involved with your local fire departments or any organizations where you can gain training or just be a help to your community. Other than that, I grew up in the Mennonite background, now kind of stepped out of the Mennonite way of thinking, but still a proud follower of Christ and a proud Southern nationalist.
Amen to that. You're a young guy. Use this never-ending hack. Thanks. Thank you, metoprolol. That's one of these beta blockers I have to take until after I get through out of that surgery I'm going to have. Damn you, metoprolol. You slow me down, but at least it's supposed to keep me from going to SVT. But well, that is to the side. Now, you said once before, just a quick bow, how long has it been since you've known the Robs? Were you just about a teenager when you became affiliated with the Robs?
Yeah, I've been listening to their stuff since, what year was it Merle Haggard passed away, 2014 or 2013?
Golly, I wish I knew. I know one of his songs I love was Branded.
The reason I bring Merle Haggard up is because the fight inside of me was always the theme song that started one of the Klan shows that they do on one of their broadcasts. And wow. I used to listen to that all the time. I used to live up there in Indianapolis. And I remember one day I was going to work and listening to that song. And it kind of got me back into listening to their radio show. And if it hadn't been for that song, it's kind of what sparked my interest, being on the fighting side of me.
Excuse me. Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't there, which surprised a lot of people, but at one time, correct me if I'm wrong, Indiana was a stronghold for the Klan. Did you know anything about that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes and no. I've actually gotten more thumbs up from more people running Klan flags just as you all know, I used to be very loud and proud on the street and had zero filter. I would drive anywhere and everywhere with a Klan flag and a Confederate flag on the back of my old Chevrolet. And I drove downtown Indianapolis. I drove the east side of Indianapolis. I did get shot at for that one. But, I mean, people would always just give me thumbs up and greeted me kindly up north. It wasn't until I came back to the South where I actually found the hatred towards the organization.
And most of the people know that. Yeah, go ahead, continue on. That's very interesting.
And I guess while I'm on this topic, the thing that makes me the saddest is the people that show the most hate towards the organizations that are brotherhood organizations that support our people. The people that hate us the most are our own people.
Amen. I would just reference that before we went to before we came. We were at the tail end of the last hour, second hour. I referenced that, and I've noticed that Tennessee, Ben, just since Charlottesville, it's picked up, and it's really picked up in the last couple of years. People that I never dreamed would change and turn have. It sickens you. It had me depressed for a while. I was thinking, and it only lasts a while. Why am I doing this if the people I have put my almost trusted my life into their hands turned and become, it's like they're mesmerized. The devil has put scales in their eyes. They're bought out. They sold out. They chickened out. I don't know what happened, but you're like that. But even before Charlottesville, Ben, you're very right. So many people in our race hate their own brethren. They talk about the Klan. They used to talk about the league south where I was in. Went out. The federal government shut them down. This Council of Conservative Citizens. My dear friend. I'll get off this in a second. My dear friend, Mr. Buddy, who was a big. His wife still supports our show, our broadcast. He went into a law, and this is a great find. The finest gentleman you'd ever see. And he's 94, 95 years old. He goes into a law office in Arkansas with just a League of the South pin on his shirt. Nothing bad about it. And the lawyer told him to get the hell out. He don't want him in the business. He said, matter of fact, he didn't want him on the land. Just get the hell out of there. And he's white. I tell people that every day. You do realize you're white, don't you? Well, you know, since we're on that, I'll ask you two questions. And this is off the top, kind of. I wouldn't even plan this. But you being your age group, when did you first become racially aware? And then the second part of that question, Ben, would be, how many people your age group? What are you, 30 now? Have you turned 30 years old yet? That's just a baby to me.
I'll be 30 in October. But, you know, I started being more racially aware back in about 2008, 2009 when Obama took office for the first time. And then, you know, of course, let's see, I was probably 16 or 17 back then. I would have been. I can't math right now, but yeah, I was in my mid early teens, and you know, 90% of the people my age don't see things the way I do. Now, I've been blessed with friends who are like minded, and I've got a decent little network of guys that see eye to eye between the ages of, you know, 17, 18, all the way up to 35. But for the most part, people my age, they don't want to think about it. They've got two things on their mind: alcohol and, pardon my language, effing.
Yes. I was going to ask you about that. It's probably where that goes without saying. Most of those kids your age you're talking about probably went to public schools.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't homeschooled. If I remember right, were you homeschooled, Tennessee, Ben?
Yes, sir.
I thought I remember that.
Very proud to have been homeschooled my entire life.
So would you attribute that as one of the reasons that you were already racially awake?
Yes and no. Reason I say no is, you know, my family is very much conservative, but they're not racial, per se.
Very interesting.
I mean, we're
Mennonite, from Mennonite background. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, Mennonite. A little bit more, a little less conservative than Amish, and not like conservative liberal type. A little more less old school than the Amish. So, you know, we grew up with electricity and all that, and, you know, it was pretty simple living. But I hear the music, so we got a break to go to.
Boy, you took a radical turn, buddy, going from Amish to being a Klansman. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to talk to old Tennessee Ben, the old Klan. We'll get you to plug the Klan. We'll come back, Ben. Be right back, folks.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Blood River Radio. We have a guy I'm really tickled to have on. I hope we get him on more. And before we go to him again, I'm just going to say, Rand Owen, one of my co-hosts who I hadn't heard from, I'm really worried about him. He gave me a Confederate battle flag, man, 15 feet long. I don't know how long or how wide it is, but it's very hard. It's heavy. I was telling Biscuit today that I was hoping you and I could go. Hopefully before they pass the legislation in Tennessee to make it a felony, to hang this, we'll have to check the laws, to hang this Tennessee battle flag over the exact places with the people that the Jews are raising hell about, over an interstate overpass, probably up around, I know where you live, I'm on reference right now, it'd be going south probably from you over where to Avada, going over to I-40. We'd have to hit it for a few minutes, run, go to another location, hit that, go to another location. I know people might say, you're just stirring the wall stuff, you're not doing anything, but I think it does. I think it's us sticking our thumb in their damn eye. But that's what I told Biscuit I'd like for you and me to do. And I'd like to go back to Bellevue Baptist again and give you film the stuff when I'm holding my little flowers up. Open borders for Israel, gun control for Israel. Free Palestine, shit like that. That's what got me in trouble once before. I said, all I need you to do is film it so when they start body slamming me, stuff like that, that way the film that you take will prove it wasn't my fault. But go ahead. I'll ask you during the break. you know, you came from a Mennonite background, and I asked you, were the Jews, were the Mennonites Jewish wise? And I was surprised at your answer. Well, go ahead, tell them what your answer was when I asked you, are the Mennonites, are they wide open to the JQ? Do they know about Jews? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, my answer to that over the break was a yes and no. And that is, you know, for the most part, I'm not going to say all, and I'm only familiar with about a handful of Mennonite churches. But most of the ones I've come across have been very much awake to the Jews, maybe not so much to the point we are. You know, they're not, you know, yes, the Jews race war now, as a lot of us are. But they are, you know, as you know, Mennonite pacifists, the Amish very much passive. But a lot of them are very familiar with John 8:44 and believe a lot like we do. Matter of fact, a lot of the people I know at Church of Israel up in Missouri have a lot of Mennonite and Amish background. And the particular group that Mr. Buddy knew, I'm not going to throw that group under the bus, but yes, that region, I know some of them, and a lot of them are very, very, very racial. I wouldn't even go as far. I'm not going to say that they're just JQ'd, but they're just good, wholesome, racial folks up there.
I've never seen a bad one. In fact, I used to hunt years ago. It would be back in the 90s with a friend of mine. He was younger than I was then. His stepdad was a Mennonite. And he said, speaking about Matt Passive, this is kind of a rabbit trail, but we won't go very far. His stepdad became a big hunter, loved the deer hunt. Yep, they hunted Arkansas all the time over the White River bottoms. And he was a worked for the Memphis Commercial Appeal newspaper when we used to have a big newspaper here. They folded now, thank God. But he worked for them, mm-hmm. And he said he wasn't even allowed to touch a gun when he was coming up. And he told great stories there about how when he did, his dad brought him a gun during the heart of the Depression. And said, I don't know where he got the gun. Go out and see if you can kill something we can eat. Because he said they were starving. He said he knew then things were desperate. But shifting gears, so you say that they are wise to the JQ. I'd like to maybe go, I guess, at a parallel. We'll go parallel here. Before you left Monica on the second hour, people say, oh, the Jews don't have any power. We need to let them alone. We need to get off of them. I've got some flyers here from the Goyim Defense Network, and I'm going to start ramping it up, passing out more of these. We might be able to do this some, but secretly sometimes. I'm just going to go over this one that we went over last hour and read a few more. This is going to be the tip of the iceberg. Talking about the media.
All right.
It says, every single aspect of the media is Jewish. Six Jewish corporations own 96% of the media. People need to hear this again. That wonderful Disney where everyone, I know people who take their kids to Disney, who would not want to take a good child to, white child to Disney, where they have those transsexuals, those homosexuals dressed up, those little furry animal suits. Bob Iger, CEO, the biggest, I've heard the granddaddy of them all, Comcast Corporation, CEO is Brian Roberts, a Jew. Charlie Collier, CEO of Fox Entertainment. Bob Bagrish, a Jew, CEO of Paramount Global. Tom Rothman, CEO of Sony Pictures. I'm going to get your take on this in a minute. It's head honcho of, used to be a Japanese company, Sony. It gives many others. So let's see, 2, 4, 6, all these other smaller companies like Fox XOF. Here's some other ones down here. Time, like Time Warner, NBC Universal, Mop Lazarus, chairman and president, on and on and on. Take it from me, folks. The media is controlled 100% by the damn Jews, but of course they have no power. Shifting over here. Let's see, who's responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine? Get this, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. I'll get off this minute. I'm trying to make a point. CDC, yeah. The director of the CDC, Mandy K. Cohen, Jewish. The CDC director, former director, Rochelle Walensky, Jewish. Another CDC deputy director, Ann Shukat, Jewish. CDC Chief of Staff, Sherry Berger, Jewish. CDC Chief Medical Officer, Mitchell Wolf, Jewish. CDC Director of Washington Office, Jewish. On and on and on. The head of Pfizer, one of the largest drug companies in the world, Albert Bukla, Jewish. The head of a company stationed right here in headquarters in Memphis, Plow Incorporated, manufacture all kinds of drugs, including Bayer aspirin, Jewish, 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 Jewish. Chief Medical Officer of Merck, a giant pharmaceutical company. Michael Rosenblatt, Jewish. Every single one of these are Jews, Jews, Jews. All right, let's get another here. ADL, the Anti-Defamation League established in 1913 to protect a Jewish child-murdering pedophile by the name of Leo Frank. This is the organization in charge of determining hate speech and what hate speech is, and they're censoring us online. This is just another one. I'm just a porn. Every aspect of pornography is Jewish. It's got 2, 4, 5. There's 15 of them here. Alan Goldstein. The only reason Jews are in pornography is that we think Christ sucks. He says, and Catholicism sucks. Nathaniel Abrams, another Jew. Anal sex is Jewish sex. Okay, that's you can get these flyers. You don't have to take my word from it. Every aspect of the Ukrainian-Russian war is Jewish. It gives all their names right here. Once again, you can go to you can go here. These flyers are distributed. Let's see where I'll have to get the website. You can go into the Goyim Defense League on their website. You get all these. Every aspect of United States politics. I'll get off this just a second. Here's what the sainted Ronald Reagan said: "For the people of Israel in America are historic partners in the global quest for human dignity and freedom." That was the sainted Ronald Reagan. Going in chronological order, the next guy, George H.W. Bush, said to equate, and they, by the way, they've all got their little Jew beanie hats on over at the Wailing Wall. To equate Zionism with racism is to twist history and forget the terrible plight of Jews in World War II and indeed throughout history. It was George H.W. Bush. His son, some boy Bush, George W. Bush, I'll make it clear again that we will use military might to protect our ally, Israel. It goes on. Listen, I'm not going to name the rest of them, read the rest of them, but here we go. Bill Clinton, chronological order, I said, that's what we're doing. Hillary Clinton, Ron DeSantis in Florida. He says, Ron DeSantis is really powerful now. We're going to go after these third world countries that have become hotbeds of anti-Semitism. And I'd like to also add that Ron DeSantis in Florida is a state where they've made it a felony to hand out these very flowers that I'm reading here. Every single aspect of Trump's, this sainted Trump's campaign of funding was Jewish. Let's see. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24 of them list right here. They gave it over $1 billion, $1 billion to these Jewish organizations. Alan Weisselberg, Politics and Business. Miriam Adelson, she was the widow of Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson had given him millions and millions of dollars. His widow, Miriam, has given $100 million. Keith Schiller, Trump's bodyguard, Trump organization. It goes on and on. Like I say, there's 20, what did I count, 21, 23 of them here. CEO and chairman of URL Pharma Corp. They have all the pharmacies. It goes on. Here's another one. Every aspect of the Federal Reserve, Jewish, 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 Jewish. Going all the way back from when it first started, William P.G. Harding, second chair of the Federal Reserve, Paul Warburg, second vice chair. Paul Warburg, by the way, he's Bilderberger. He's over the Bilderberg family. Eugene Isaac Meyer. I'm running out. Janet Yellen. I mean, every damn one of them. Federal Reserve money. Anytime it has to do with money. Anytime there's a dollar involved, it's a damn Jew. I'm going to shut up. I think I've made my point. We'll come back and we'll get your take on that, Tennessee man. Be right back, folks.
Nah.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iran holding more negotiations next week over Tehran's nuclear program. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The first round of talks on Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program ended Saturday in Oman between U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. They spoke briefly, according to Iran's state-run broadcaster. U.S. officials offered no immediate comment on the talks. I'm Donna Warder.
United Nations official in Sudan is calling it an absolute massacre. At least 100 people, and that includes 20 kids and 9 aid workers, have been killed in an offensive by a notorious paramilitary group. The official says the rapid support forces and allied militias launched the attacks on 2 famine-stricken areas for the displaced and hungry. Also at townhall.com, a former Trump campaign advisor says Democrats will lose the 2026 midterms because they insist on taking the wrong side of the so-called 80-20 issues. Here's Bob Agnew.
Tim Murtaugh says he's held to a political saying for years.
May you always be blessed by having terrible politicians as opponents.
And he says despite their loss in 2024, the Democrat talking points are never hard to predict.
If Donald Trump is on one side of an issue, the Democrats reflexively pick the other side.
And Murtaugh says when it comes to the 80-20 issues, the Democrats have what he calls an
amazing knack for picking the 20. Every single time.
Murtaugh spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
And one key issue, of course, tariffs, and China announcing countermeasures by raising tariffs on U.S. goods from 84 to 125%. Washington and Beijing escalating the trade war by raising tariffs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every time we talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, if you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. But with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Dear Blood River Radio, I'm so glad we got bid on Tennessee Ben. He's going to take over. My daggum voice will get wearing down. I guess I'm getting screaming too much, but plus I want all this medication. But listen, Ben is going to take over a little bit, and rightfully so, because he's got a lot to say. And but let's don't forget to see, before we run out of time, how your organization, how your organizing outfits are operate. If you're still in an organization mood, you know, trying to get members and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Plan. But go ahead.
Always taking them. Well, I guess to pick up where we left off, you know, with naming the Jew, which is one of my favorite slogans by Monica. Is, you know, you got to name them. You got to call them out. But something that made me sad a little bit ago here and all that, it's like when you think of Disneyland or Disney World, you know, I call them Sodom and Gomorrah instead of Disney World and Disneyland. You know, Walt Disney, he was a Jew awake person of his time, along with Henry Ford. And if those men now could see what their companies have become, they would roll over in their graves and die again. It's just a shame of where it's become. And yeah, it's just, it's horrible. But what are you going to do at the end of the day? You know, you can boycott and do all that. And I do that a lot, you know, with like Disneyland, Disney World, I'll never go. But you got to just stay awake to what they're doing and spread the word. Try to shut them down. They're multi-million dollar corporations, so, you know, they're not going to really be hurt by one person. But you got to stay on them. Let's see here. Trying to keep track of myself here so I don't just ramble. I guess jumping over here towards the recruiting side of things, talking about what we're doing. You know, we've got several people over here in the Tennessee area, and we like to get out and flyer and talk to a lot of people. And you know, if that's your cup of tea, get out there, talk. Don't be ashamed to tell people who you are and how you believe. Now, remember, your family comes first. Don't go out and do something that's going to cause you to lose your job. Because if you can't feed your family, what good are you to the cause? You know, take care of your family first. Secondly, get out, talk to people. You bring more flies, or you get more flies with honey than you do vinegar. Go out there and talk to people, socialize. You know, you can get out there and just talk one-on-one with people. You don't have to stand on the street corner and scream, gas the Jews. You'll push like-minded people away even doing that. And, you know, as much as we'd all love to do that, it doesn't work when it comes to politics or recruiting. But get out there, talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to people in your church. Probably wouldn't recommend it too much in your line of work if you like a paycheck. But, you know, don't shy away from talking to people. Spread the word. Whether it be good word or, you know, the hail and brimstone of what the Jews are doing to our children. And, you know, furthermore, flyer, you know, you go to a gas station, you got to use the restroom, carry a business card with a little bit of tape on the back of it, and tape that sucker on the wall above the toilet right at eye level. So when they walk in there, they see white flight faced down by diversity or, you know, let's see, you can put a nice party flyer in there or anything, you know, God Save the South, anything that will stick in someone's mind I take business cards and I stick them in the credit card slot on gas pumps.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people, they'll pull them out and stick them in their pocket and not even think a thing about it because it's just a piece of litter to them. And most people that would be drawn to our organization aren't going to be the person to throw it on the ground. So they'll pull it out and stick it in their pocket and they'll get home and go, huh. So, you know, stick business cards in gas pump credit card slots. Anything you can do to get the word out there.
Anything and, you do is better than nothing. Continue on. Go ahead, Ben.
No, you, just anything. But like I said, don't be shy to talk to people. And if you feel lost out there, remember there's groups like the Knights Party who, you know, we're a like-minded group of people. You don't have to show up to the conferences, although we'd love to have you there. It's family friendly. Get your kids up there. Matter of fact, I think it's the last weekend of this month we're having a conference up there in the Ozarks, and get up there and fellowship. Be around like-minded people. It's very much re-energizing and brings you back to, you know, why we're in this, you know. And at the end of the day, the reason we're in this is to secure a better future for our children and to carry on the covenant seed of Israel.
Isn't that, you're talking about up there, what used to call the Zinc Fest. Is that in May or is it April? Or what, isn't that in May?
That's the last weekend of this month. It's April 25th, 26th, and 27th, I believe.
I got my dates. I think you're probably right. I got my dates wrong.
I will be up there I'll be up there for part of that. I have class that Saturday that I can't miss, but I'll be there after that.
I think you told me that Tom. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm tired.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to talk over you. You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's going to be a good time and definitely come out.
I was talking to Jason Robb some time ago, and he said that they had a really big turnout. I guess it was the last the last Labor Day was the one they had. That's what I like to go to because, like I told Jason, if there's not going to be no cross lighting, I don't like to go because that's the highlight of my day. The highlight, and that's always around Labor Day. And I could tell people, if you've never been to a cross lighting, if you're a white person, if you have one cell, genetic cell of white blood that goes back through the centuries, it will be stimulated. It's a religious experience. But, you know, now I know you're an organizer. How can people get in touch with you without going to? Do they have to go through Do they have to go through Tom Robb and them, or they can just come to you in your part of the neck of the woods in Tennessee?
They can either you know go online to the Knights Party's website, let me pull up their mailing address here, or I can give them my personal email address for the that's my organizer's email address. And they can email me, you know, I'll vet you. I'd be more than happy to answer questions. Even if you're not one of us and you email me and you ask me a question, you're not being a fool, I'll send you back an honest answer. I have no problem sharing the message. Anybody has the balls to ask.
Go ahead. We're getting ready to go to a break in a minute, but I think you have time to give out any type of site, website, anything you have where people can get in touch with you if they want to join up with you. In your group,
if you want to get in touch with the Knights Party, you can go to the kkknationaloffice.com, and of course you can listen to all the archives and everything on there and get all that. Let me pull up my email address because I might be young, but I'm not tech savvy.
Well, they can send an email to eddie@bloodriverradio.com. If they don't have time to get it out, and get your information to you.
My email address, if you want to reach out to me, is white88336@yahoo.com. You can send me an email, tack on a phone number. If you don't want to email, we can talk on the phone. If you're a native to the West Middle Tennessee area, we'll go have a burger. I'm not afraid to meet somebody and talk face to face.
Well, I'd like to salute you for what you're doing. You're always not even 30 years old yet, and you're one part of the proud and the few. But we're getting ready to go to a break any minute, and anything else you'd like to cover, you'd be ready to do it. Like I said, I'm resting my voice a little bit, but I'm going to napalm the Jews a little bit more when we come back if we run out of time. And I'd like to cover, maybe have time to cover some things I'm going to talk about, if we get time, how Trump, the sainted Trump, is under pressure to bomb Iran. He's put out a May deadline, Ben. Netanyahu got Trump's balls in a vice, and he's put out the word, hey Goyim, my Goyim, my groom of the stool, you're going to bomb Iran, or we're going to do you in. But anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back, a little bit of stuff like that. We'll be right back, folks. This is the last, we're getting ready to close the show out. This last segment, folks, be right back.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, it seems incredible. I must just be getting old. I've lost complete track of what hour it is. I can't believe it's the last hour. But we're going to go right back. Everything I got is wearing down. I've been through a lot of hell lately, but my voice is wearing down. Maybe I scream too much. But anyway, we'll go right back to Tennessee Ben. Tennessee Ben, tell us anything you'd like to talk about right now. And I got a few points, but go ahead. Open the bomb doors, man. Drop some napalm on some people. Anything you want to do, go ahead. Go ahead, fella.
Well, and I apologize. I've been a little scatterbrained today. I just got back from a Civil War reenactment. And after they had the Civil War reenactment, we watched the World War II reenactment. And I was forgot completely about this call, so I've been a little scatterbrained. But, like I was saying, before the break, if you want to get in touch with somebody, holler at me, holler at Eddie, message the Knights Party. Don't be afraid to reach out to your brothers. That's what we're here for. And keep fighting the good fight. And remember that we're not doing this for our own glory. We're doing this to protect our children and their future and our future generations.
Amen. Amen to that. You know, I have a bunch of stuff here I'd like to bring. Golly, I'm getting scatterbrained because there's so much stuff I wanted to cover. There's never enough time. But I'd just like to throw this thing out there. That's this Mike Huckabee. Did you know he went to that place up there in Queens, Alan? There's a dead rabbi up there. He's been dead for a long time. His last name is, I think it's something, Mendel. It's a Menachel Mendel Schneerson. This came from a Jewish publication, The Ford. The Ford is straight up Jewish. They call that site the Ohel, O-H-E-L. Well, Mike Huckabee went up there to get the dead rabbi. This is, I'm not kidding you. You can go, you can research this. I know a lot of people hate what's his name, Chuck Baldwin, but I get his newsletter, so to speak. He put this on there. I don't know how he is with race. One buddy of mine told me that he wasn't with us on race, but I tell you what, I don't know of another minister in the world that will name a Jew like he does. But he said the dude went up there, Mike Huckabee, supposed to be a Christian, went up there and it saw the prayer with the blessing of this Schneerson. I've got photographs of the sainted Donald Trump up there at the gravesite. He's been there. You know, if you're anybody that's anybody, going over to political offices, it does you a world of good if you will go to the Queens and go to the Ohel and at least act like you're praying to this Jewish rabbi. I think he's supposed to be some kind of like their what do they call it, their Messiah. But this rabbi, he was the head of that the organization. It's called the I've got it written down, Lubavitch. It's Shabbat Lubavitch. They are hardcore Zionists, hardcore Christ haters. I know when Sonboy Bush was in office, he had a whole damn tractor trailer load of them in the White House, entertaining them. But they pull the strings, man. Can anybody say these Jews? They own these whore politicians, lock and stock and barrel. But the point is, I'd like to talk to these Christian Zionists, these Judeo Christians. Like we always say, telling someone you're a Jewish, a Judeo-Christian, that's like saying, I'm a virgin whore. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
I've been working in a New Orleans whorehouse for 12 years. I'm their number one customer, but yet, I'm a virgin. That's the same damn thing. But I like to tell them.
Oh, man, I love that explanation. A virgin whore. That's a Judeo-Christian. That's what they are. They're virgin whores. They're whores to the devil.
And they are so stupid. They don't even know their own Bible. That's why I tell people I'm a recovering Baptist. I'd love Brother Wayne Webb. He rests his soul. He's dead now. And he would admit to me in private some of this. For instance, I always wanted him to preach Revelation. I wanted him to preach out of that, like you talked about, out of the St. John. And you were right. It's 844. And that's just one quote of many. But I wanted him to preach out of Galatians 3. And he wouldn't do that. Where it says, it goes something like this. It identifies who the chosen people are. Galatians, it's Paul to the Galatians. He says, and I'll just paraphrase it, third chapter. He says, if you be baptized in Christ, there is no Jew, no Greek. Greek in the Old Testament in those days was synonymous with Gentile. No Jew, no Greek. Yeah. There is no bondman, no freedman. There is no male, no female. There's only one in Jesus Christ. The last verse says of Galatians 3, and if you be, that's a big and if you be baptized in Christ, if you put on Christ, the same is a son of Abraham and an heir to the promise. That says it as plain as day. That's not no stinking Jew. These people that come out of the Mideast and claim to be Jews or not. It's not that. But you know what? Why these Southern Baptists, and I'm recovering Southern Baptist, my grandfather on my dad's side was a free will Baptist. They cannot get that. You can show them the exact scripture, and it's just like their eyes glass over. It scares the living hell out of them. They're afraid. They're just afraid. It's almost like you see these people with degrees in physics. Physicists.
Yep.
They won't step on they don't like to go where black has been. I know I'm rambling on.
Oh, yeah.
There's one more thing I'd like to point out. And I'll read a few of these. Put my glasses back on.
Yeah. Like you were saying about the Baptist.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to throw a little heat out there, and, you know, you can hate me for it or not, but the people that disgust me the most are the Baptists and the Pentecostals. They're the biggest Jew lovers I have ever met in my life. And outside of that is your just contemporary non-denominational church, which it ain't much of a church. It's just a coffee club where you sing supposed Christian music to the tune of rock and roll music. But that's my bashing. I apologize to my brothers in Christ who enjoy that, but you know what? That's how I feel about it.
Bash away, brother. We should name this show the Bash Show.
For real. We lay it to them. And, you know, let me just throw this one out here. And, you know, like we've said in your ad for Blood River Radio, we're a Christian organization, but we'll take anyone who will support our cause.
Amen.
But these freaking pagans rile me to the point of just disgusting. The pagan religion is nothing but a faggot fest. And I'm leaving out a word there because I'm trying not to curse. But, I mean, God, it's just like, what the heck? I mean, it's a freaking Viking orgy is all they worship.
Aren't they weird? They're so damn weird, my brother. I agree with you 100%. But yeah, well, no, we were. And I borrowed that phrase from the – he was the admiral. He was the chief of naval operations right before World War II got started. I did know his name. It's something like I did know his last name. I'm going to try to remember for the next show. Leahy, Admiral Leahy. He was like a five-star admiral. He was over the whole damn Navy. I'm going to name a few more Jews for our people who worship the sainted Trump. Here you go. And this comes from the Ford. The Ford, you can go into HTTPS, you know, /, says blah, 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 blah. Came from the Ford. He said, they're listening to Jews. And these proud Jews, because they're so proud these are Jews, own Trump's people in his he's installed in his cabinet, in his office buds, the people in the government. Steve Witkoff, special envoy to the Middle East. Morgan Octagus, deputy to Steve Witkoff. Adam Bueller, special envoy for hostage affairs. These are all Jews, by the way. Lee Zeldin, EPA Administrator, Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff, Jared, I guess this is an interesting one that Biscuit told me about, Jared Isaacman, Nassau Administrator, Will Scarf, White House Staff Secretary, Katie Miller, from the DOGE, Dulwich, you know, Department of Government of Vichy, wife of Stephen Miller, Charles Kushner, Ambassador of France, David Sachs, White House AI crypto czar, Chris Landau, Deputy Secretary of State, Stephen Feinberg, Deputy Defense Secretary, Stephen Miriam, Chair, Council of Economic Advisors. It goes on and on. I'm getting hoarse. I won't read. I mean, there's just Jew. And Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, Mark Rowan, and they'll say they have no power. We should just get off the Jew. We should all get behind Trump. He's going to save us all, Ben. Don't you know? How about that, Ben?
Yeah. I'm disgusted by him. It's what I am. And, yeah, it just every politician, it's like in order to run for office, they have to snort the Jew. If you know, catch what I mean. It's like they have to be on the Jewish drug of stupidity.
You know something else before we close out here, the music? They say, he's deported 169, all these Mexicans. Where are they? I'll tell you something else. For every damn Mexican he deported, there's 10 Indians right here in Memphis. We're absolutely covered up with these damn Indians in Memphis. And your almighty Trump, this guy's going to save your sorry ass, is the one bringing these damn Indians in here. Ben, we've run completely out of time. We got to stay in touch. We got to do some of these street operations, and we got to get together soon.
Yeah,
thank you for coming on, my man. Thank you, Miss Teenage America.
Love it. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you. Thank you, Miss Teenage America. Thank you, Miss Monica. Thank you, Lee Wilson. Thank you, Blood River Radio family. We're still alive. We'll see you next week. We'll be the 19th. Good night, everybody.